Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. Good morning. I'm Andy Summers. Dave Cruz normally in here with me, but he is taking a vacation day today. I want to talk to you a little bit about something that is an absolute must-do before the holidays, and that is catching up on all of your favorite Christmas movies. So, Donnie, you're in here with me today.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
A list came out of the most watched holiday movies, according to this new survey by Movies Anywhere. Okay. And it is surprising. So I would have thought that the number one most watched movie would be Elf.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it would be like Christmas Story.
Oh, well, I mean, that's true. Isn't there a channel that still plays that for 24 hours?
It's like TNT or TBS.
Leading up to Christmas. Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, yes, I would think that that would be up there, too. Mm-hmm. So Elf came in at number four on this list. Christmas Story is not even on here, is it?
No. I'm upset.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's because it's not Christmas without these movies.
Yeah.
So you know everybody has to watch them. The other thing that is surprising is the number two movie on this list of the most watched Christmas movies, and that's Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. So my kids love this movie.
Yeah.
And we're forced to watch it twice a year for Halloween and for Christmas.
Yes.
So which is it? Is it a Halloween movie or is it a Christmas movie?
I think it's both. Because
you can't say both. That's too easy.
It has Christmas in the title.
Doesn't matter.
But
it is a nightmare.
You're yelling.
I am.
I'm guessing you don't like this film.
It's weird.
It is weird.
It's super weird. I hate the music. Ugh.
Skellington is the head.
Oh, I mean, I like the Halloween costumes.
Okay.
Right? But then I don't like actually watching it. And then the number one movie of the most watched holiday movies each year is the new Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. It's the brand new one that just came out like last year.
The one, is it a cartoon?
It is a cartoon. Okay, yeah, so it's not the Jim Carrey one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the original from a million years ago.
The 1966 cartoon.
Yes, you just happen to know that it was from 1966.
Yeah.
No, this is the new one, which the kids and I went to see at the theater last year when it came out, and it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah. I will say that The Grinch, you know, because he's so grumpy and awful, and this, the new Grinch movie actually leaves you feeling good. When it's over, you're like, oh, that was so nice. It's just filled with niceness. It gives you the holiday spirit.
Okay.
So I'm glad that that is up there. But I don't think that this is a true representation of what XTU Nation would say are the most watched Christmas movies of all time.
So you would go Elf?
I would go at like it. I mean, I will watch Elf any day of the year. It doesn't even have to be Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I guess if we're looking at it that way, the movies that I only watch at Christmas time, I mean, that's tough.
It's tough, yeah.
It is tough.
How do you
but
do that?
You came up with a great list, and so we've posted it, and we are making Andy's Fabulist this morning on our website at 925xtu.com. We're also pushing this out now through all of our social media accounts so that you can vote for the greatest holiday movie ever. And then we will make sure that we update you throughout the morning so that you know who's in the lead. You can call your friends to vote, get your whole family in on it.
Yeah.
This is going to be lots of fun. And we will see which movie XTU Nation thinks is the must-see movie of the holiday season.
Yep.
I mean, Frosty? How is that not even on that first
list? We just
list?
Talked about Rudolph.
Right, which is, I mean,
it's kind of sad.
I'm not getting into that again. I got yelled at for that one. But yeah, seriously. So give us a call if you've got a great story about, you know, making sure that this is like a tradition that you watch this certain movie. 215-263-6700. Make sure you get out there and vote. XTU, good morning, Vicky. We have a poll this morning, Vicky, where we're talking about those must-see holiday movies that just makes the Christmas season for you. Right now, on our website, Christmas Vacation is in the lead by a landslide. But what is it for you?
The Year Without a Santa Claus. I have to watch it every year. It's become tradition. We do the little dance with the, you know, the Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
Know all the music.
You need to remind me. So that is one of those that I feel like we all grew up watching, but I forgot about that movie.
It's a great movie. You need to include it in your yearly and introduce it to your kids, because let me tell you, it's awesome.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Vicky, all right. So A Year Without a Santa Claus. You got your vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Love you. Love your show.
Thanks, Vicky. Bye-bye.
Bye.
XTU, good morning, Elizabeth.
Yes.
All right, so I know that you are with me in that Elf is one of those movies you have to see before the holidays, right?
You have to see before the holidays, during the holidays. We could even watch it after the holidays. And I told them we all dress up in the same pajamas. We pop popcorn. We drink hot chocolate. And we watch this movie multiple times. And we laugh at the same scenes over and over again because it never gets old. That is a classic.
It is a classic. You're so right. And I love that I'm imagining you all curled up on the couch. You're like a Hallmark movie watching Elf.
Yes.
That's so great. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Have a good one. Love your show.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
So we have a very unscientific poll happening right now. On our website at 925xq.com, we're asking for your favorite Christmas movie, because this list came out and it's garbage. It's like,
it is.
I mean, seriously, I don't even know where they come up with this stuff. So, Donnie, where do we stand right now? Give us like the top three.
Well, Christmas Vacation was in the lead, and we have been passed by A Christmas Story is number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Christmas Story. Okay.
Then Christmas Vacation is number two,
mm-hmm.
and The Santa Claus is number three. And
oh.
I think Thomas Rhett had something to do with that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. He really gave that a boost because that was his vote. So, mm-hmm. Kelly, what do you think?
Home Alone.
Oh, definitely. Definitely going to end up in the top five, I would imagine, right?
Yes. Yep. All my cousins, we get together. We always have a Home Alone night before Christmas. So.
You're kidding. So how many cousins are we talking about?
Well, I do have a lot of cousins, but usually Home Alone night's probably like 10 of us.
Oh, that's fun. So we were talking to a woman earlier who, when she has her family night to watch movies, they all wear matching pajamas. Do you guys do that too?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my gosh, stop it. Kelly, that's so much fun. That is a great tradition. Kelly, I love that. Let me know, you know, what kind of jammies you guys are wearing this year, and I'll be there, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Kelly. Merry Christmas.
You too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.